Hey, it was a pretty neat moment. This is when sports and life kind of combine a little bit. Christian Yelich, everyone knows him, even if you're not a big Brewers fan. You know, Christian Yelich. Anyway, he's been struggling mightily, to say the least. And yesterday, or 2 days ago now, Pat Murphy had said, hey, you know what, how about we help him out? You know, love it if the fans could, you know, cheer this guy instead of jeering him.
And a handful of folks giving him a standing ovation. Pat Murphy talked last night after the game, after Yelly heard some boos, after his 0-for-4 night. Don't forget what this guy has done for us in the past.
So he comes up, he gets a standing ovation from a few fans, everyone's cheering him, and later in the game...
3-1 pitch, Yelich, a line drive into right, that's a base hit, it's going to roll all the way to the warning track in right field.
It's pretty neat to see that it actually came to fruition. The guy had a couple of hits, an RBI, a run scored. Joining us now on Wisconsin's Morning News, ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jen, it's pretty neat when you actually see that even these professionals, that support has to mean something.
Well, and I think we talked about this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy yesterday, in that people were asking for Christian Yelich to be benched. It was time to sit him down. Murph had moved him down in the lineup. He got moved back up with the Jake Bowers injury the other night, back to like 5. But he obviously has been striking out a lot. And what I said to the guys was, the problem with Christian Yelich's stretch over the last month, month and a half, is every once in a while he gets a clutch hit. And I'm sure if you're Murph and if you're Yelly and if you're some of the people in the clubhouse, you're going, okay, he's working his way back. Now we got to string a few of those together. And then there would be a lull where he wouldn't get a hit in the game. He'd go 0-for-4 and you'd be like, dang it, right back to struggling. So I think that's probably what contributed to them not feeling comfortable benching him or taking him out of the lineup on a consistent basis, because every once in a while he would have a night like last night, 2-for-4, like you said, the RBI, the run scored. He also had the 2 strikeouts. But I do love that the fans, and I said this on our show yesterday, guys, our fans are locked in. They know the storylines. They know what's going on. They're plugged in with this team. They knew what Murphy had said in the post game on Monday night, and this was how they responded to it, sort of drowning out anybody who wanted to express any level of disappointment or frustration with Christian Yelich at the ballgame.
Yeah, I think you alluded to it there, Jen, that fans are paying attention, and they heard manager Pat Murphy's call for, hey, let's try this. Instead of booing the guy, let's cheer him and get behind him. What do you think of the manager kind of putting that out there?
I don't love it, and I said this to our guys on the show yesterday. It feels a little like the manager parenting the fans. We joke around a lot, and sometimes we're very critical of Matt LaFleur when he tells everybody when to be cheering and when to be quiet, and he doesn't like the wave. And it's like, hey, man, focus on what's happening between the white lines, right? Like, that's what I want my managers, my coaches to be focused on, not. But we would be remiss, to your point earlier, if we didn't recognize how the fans impact the game, how they impact the players, the momentum, the vibes, all of those types of things. And so I understand it. I wouldn't do it. I don't love, again, admonishing fans or telling fans how to fan, especially, again, when I think we have a really smart fan base. You know, for some fans, they had given Christian Yelich a really long leash, and they were disappointed in his inability to perform. And they know that they're going to need him to perform if they want this team to make a deep run in the postseason.
I just appreciate that Murph didn't realize people listen to the postgame show.
Does anybody really listen to what I say at the end of these things? You know what I mean? Like, do some people really tune in?
I hope so. What do we need to show them the ratings, Jen?
Sure. I don't know that he cares that much. I think. But the other thing, again, last night, guys, I'm sure you saw Kyle Harrison on the hill, and he was incredible, fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think he had 10 strikeouts, 8 in a row at one point. Yep. And there was a graphic circulating on social media this morning about how the Brewers have 3 of the top 4 strikeout rate starting pitchers in Major League Baseball right now. And that, of course, is Jacob Mizorowski, Kyle Harrison, and Logan Henderson. And I got a little like, hey, man, maybe the whole Scooble thing not shaking out won't be the worst thing in the world for this Brewers team, who clearly has some very strong starting pitchers, you know, as we continue in the second half of the season.
ESPN's Jen Latta with us this morning. Thanks, Jen. Have a great show.
See you guys.
6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.